Good morning, everyone. Well, today is where we begin to think about how do we end a story in a meaningful way. And by that, I mean, we don't just end a story. It has to be done with a lot of thought, planning, and feedback from your partner and your teacher, me. So there's really no one way to do this. How do you end your story? But it deserves a good ending, just like it deserves a good beginning. Good endings to stories make us think emotionally. Sometimes when we read a book and we read the ending, we cheer on our protagonist. Sometimes it makes us cry. I want you to think of some of the wonderful books that you've read in the past and think about that ending. They're very important. Good endings are the ones that inspire us to think and feel and live just a little bit differently. Sometimes writers use endings to resolve problems. But endings also tie back to the big meaning of the story. Think back up your story arc planner and think about what does your protagonist really, really want? And what is the theme of your story? Because you filled out those two boxes, I want you today to go back to your story planner and reread what you wrote. What does your protagonist really, really want? And what is the theme or the big meaning of your story? When you have those two answers from looking back at your story planning arc, it should help you think about how to end your story because it has to tie in with the big meaning and what your character really, really wants, but perhaps they didn't get it. So endings are about tying it up and completing your story, but a strong ending also has the power to make your reader understand your story's big meaning in deeper, more complicated ways. So your endings are the last words you leave your reader, they have to resonate and bring your whole message to light for your reader. So thinking about that is, what is your story really, really about? Let me show you what I mean. There's a story that I started reading to you earlier during the unit. I think I told you about a little girl that got in trouble with her father because she kind of ruined her dad's garden. So I'm going to read part of that story, and then I'm going to show you how the ending changes everything. I squeezed the crushed purple petals in my hand, afraid to watch his friendly greeting dissolve into anger and disappointment. And why shouldn't it? I chastised myself. He trusted you to be in charge, and look what you did. A few feet from me, Dad stopped suddenly as he put the crate of new plants down heavily. His eyes traveled over the ruined flower bed and then stopped on me. I was expecting to see fury etched into his face, but instead it was a look of bewilderment and even worse, hurt. Dad, my voice broke as I tried to apologize. I'm sorry, I'll fix it, I promise. Dad swallowed and nodded. I could tell he was having trouble finding his words. He nodded again, still silent, and pulled me into his arms. Now, I want you to think about the revised ending. The sentence, Dad, my voice broke as I tried to apologize. I'm sorry. I'll fix it, I promise. That shows actions and words. This sentence, Dad swallowed and nodded. Then he looked away from the wrecked garden and fixed his eyes on my teary face. Placing his strong hand on my heaving shoulders, he said gently but firmly, you made a huge mess. You really did. These flowers are ruined. That sentence shows what Dad does and how he feels. A wave of shame rolled through me and I looked down. Dad was quiet for a moment before he pulled me into his arms and murmured into the top of my head, but you'll help me. We will fix it. We'll make it nice again. This ending shows how even when Dad is disappointed, he doesn't push away. He's still there for her, which is what the story is really and really about. So I want you to try out your ending today. Take out your version 2 draft and start by reminding yourself about what your story is really, really, really about. Think about your theme. And as a character in your narrative, what were you wanting or struggling with? If you were not a character in your narrative, what did your protagonist really want or is struggling with? When you're ready, I want you to turn and talk to a partner today and try to revise your endings together. Help each other out. Remember to use all of the mentor text examples on your writer's workshop journal. Read the last couple of paragraphs to see some of the ending examples. Remember, add an ending that delivers a powerful message. Share the very last lines of your story and prepare to read just the last bit to the group today as we leave class today. I will come around and help you out with your endings.